Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 28, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Instacart adds new money-saving capabilities. U.S.-based retail company operating grocery delivery and pickup services Instacart has added new money-saving capabilities to help customers save money as they shop. Apple expands retail footprint in China. U.S.-based tech giant Apple has expanded its retail operations in China by opening a second Apple store in Shenzhen, its 55th store in China. Avalara, eBay address cross-border compliance for seller. Cloud-based tax compliance automation provider Avalara has announced a partnership with eBay to address cross-border compliance for global sellers. Safaricom and Help to disburse loans to MPESA. Kenya-based communication solutions company Safaricom and the Higher Education Loans Board, HELB, have partnered to launch the HELB mobile wallet and HELB MPESA mini-app. Kakao Pay to buy majority stake in U.S. broker Seabert. South Korea fintech Kakao Pay has acquired a 19% Plug and Play's crypto and digital assets program reaches France. U.S.-based Plug and Play has revealed that it will expand the crypto and digital assets program to France to help businesses move from Web 2 to Web 3. Digital wallet infrastructure platform Ansa emerges from stealth. Ansa, a digital wallet infrastructure platform for merchants founded by Adyen and Affirm veterans, has emerged from stealth with $5.4 million in funding. Visa staffs up for ambitious crypto plans. Visa is on the hunt for senior software engineers for an ambitious crypto product roadmap that will drive mainstream adoption of public blockchain networks and stablecoin payments. Amazon stock plummets amid cloud slowdown. Amazon reported that its cloud growth has slowed as business customers reduce spending amid market uncertainty. Hem Treasury opens consultation for taxing DeFi crypto assets. Hem Treasury has launched a consultation into modifying the tax treatment of decentralized finance, DeFi, lending and staking. Future gazing. The evolution of soft POS. Consumers are used to tapping their card to make payments. The problem is, not all merchants can afford the onboarding and maintenance. Avalara, eBay address cross-border compliance for sellers. Cloud-based tax compliance automation provider Avalara has announced a partnership with eBay to address cross-border compliance for global sellers. F-Secure acquires the Lookout consumer mobile security business. Endpoint to cloud security company Lookout has entered an agreement to have its consumer mobile security business segment acquired by cybersecurity company F-Secure. NextGen Nordics. Cross-border payments are a political weapon. At NextGen Nordics in Stockholm this week, Finextra's senior reporter Paige McNamee was joined by Patrick Havander, head of B2B Connect, Cross-Border Money Movement Europe, Visa, Dara Kirby, head of sales and marketing, Intercopy, Katya Lair, Managing Director, EMEA Payments and Commerce Solutions, JP Morgan Chase, and Dr. Hubertus von Poser, Member of the Management Board, PPI. DOJ investigates MasterCard debit card program. MasterCard says the Department of Justice is investigating potential anti-competitive behavior related to its debit card operations. Generative AI governance targeted in proposed EU rules. The EU's AI Act has been pushed through to the trilogue stage after nearly 2 years of drafting. The draft includes requirements for generative AI tools, like ChatGPT, to disclose the copyrighted material used in developing their programs. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.